here are people who are able to see items about as small as a razor blade and see it through, you know, 4 feet of mud and not have any equipment to view it with other than their minds.
That's right.
And that's what brings me to that really remarkable story of that 80-year-old Mexican, wasn't he?
Avila Tagoma, are you talking about?
Yeah. I mean, and you have to set this up because, I mean, you sort of mentioned at the very beginning of the hour, it's even just kind of in the fact that it was the small things he was able to help locate, not even something big, which makes it even more extraordinary in that he was 80 years old, he had no formal education, and if it weren't for him, that dig would have been a disaster.
Yes, and that's one of the most famous. That dig was, that's Clarence Woolsey Wyant's dig. He was a student of Matthew Sterling, who was one of the great archaeologists, anthropologists of the 20th century, and that dig was so successful and was so well done that the Smithsonian published the report on the dig as a special bulletin, which is a very rare privilege that very few people get. And yeah, I mean, the basic story is that Clarence Woolsey Wyant, who's this fairly delightful man, he's dead now, but he had gone down there doing his doctoral dissertation. That was what the dig was going to be, his doctoral problem or project, and he was desperate because it wasn't working. He couldn't find the stuff he was looking for, and he was just beside himself. He told me later that he said he just could see his whole career going down the tubes, and this 80-year-old man came up to him, Emil Tagoma, who was one of the workmen and who was a local shaman, although he didn't know what any of that meant. And Tagoma he'd been nice to Tagoma, and Tagoma sort of felt sorry for him. He was this young guy, and he was trying to make his mark, and he wasn't working. And Tagoma said to him, if you will go where I tell you, you'll find what you're looking for. And, of course, the rest is history, as they say. I mean, it's a special bulletin from the Smithsonian history. They went on to find this little laughing statue that became quite famous. Of course, this enormous head, the that they use in the tequila ads that you see all the time, the stela that was very significant, contained information that was significant.
And when you say stela, you're being idiosyncratic there,
sort of esoteric, like a tombstone with writing on it.
Right, you have to be explained what that stela meant. The stela number, or stela C, letter C.
Stela C, that's right.
Because that's really interesting, because that was also something which was unusual. It was a find that nobody had before. But
yes,
but
it showed that there was intercultural contact in a way that they had not fully appreciated. I mean, there's a whole string of things. You read the report, this report, the special bulletin that they, I think it's special bulletin 39. Anyway, they just list after list of the things that they found. Once it started, once he began following Tagoma, who was this utterly uneducated man, he was illiterate, he had no formal education at all, as we understand that term. He had signed on as a workman to be one of the diggers. I mean, this is out in the middle of the jungle. And once Wyant committed himself, he said, you know, he just was so desperate. He was just holding the intention that something would come into his life. This is very typical, by the way. Something would come into his life that would help him. And when Tagoma came to him and said, you know, if you'll go where I tell you, you'll find what you're looking for, he said, I knew instantly I just had to do this. And so it was right at the end of the season. I mean, he was almost, if it had gone a few more weeks, they wouldn't have found anything. So he decided he would commit himself and his resources to follow this guy. I mean, everybody thought he was crazy. And he went out, and of course they immediately began making discoveries, little tiny things and great big things. And as a result of that, this whole site was able to be reconstructed.